Immortality has been a quest of humanity for a long time. Are we getting closer? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Patrick Finesch, associate professor of marketing at Coastal Carolina University, determines one way we might be cracking the code.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to live forever? Not physically, but digitally. Digital immortality uses advanced AI to create a version of you that continued to exist online after you're gone. This isn't just a sci-fi idea anymore. Technology is being developed to preserve your memories, personality, and even how you speak, creating digital avatars that can interact with the living. Interestingly, while this future is becoming more real, only about 35% of Americans have a living will. Without one, it's unclear who might control your digital presence after you're gone. Legally, there's a 70-year moratorium, meaning firms or individuals can access your rights without permission for 70 years after your death. However, individuals can choose to sell the rights to their digital afterlife, raising questions about privacy and ethics. Imagine being able to chat with a loved one who has passed away or leaving behind a digital version of yourself to share stories and advice with future generations. It could change how we remember people and cope with loss. But it's not all perfect. AI can only create what it knows, so your digital twin might not capture everything that makes you, you. There are also big questions. What if your digital self is misused or hacked? And could staying connected to a digital version of someone make it harder to move on after they're gone? These are challenges we'll need to figure out as the technology grows. Digital immortality isn't just about grief, it's also about legacy. You could use it to pass down wisdom, preserve family history, or even keep your creativity alive. But at the same time, it makes us rethink what it means to be human. Are we more than our data? This technology is already here, and as it develops, we'll face new choices about how to use it. Would you want to live forever online?
That was Patrick Finesch of Coastal Carolina University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.